to learn the sugya of Ein Osim Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos, and specifically how it applies on Pesach. Now, the first question we want to ask is, where is this Iser coming from, and what's its reasoning? Now, for this, we take a look in a number of different Masechtas. First, the Masechtas Sota, and there on Daf Ches, Ein Mashkim Shtei Sotos Kiachas. Okay, V'ein Mitarin Shnei Mitzorayim Keechad, Ein Rotzim, with an ayin, Ein Rotzim Shnei Avodim Keechad, Ein Orphan Shtei Eglos Keechad, Egla Rufa, Lefisha Ein Osim Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. So just to mention some of the Makoros for this, where you could find this, in addition to Sota Daf Ches, there's a Tosefta at the beginning of Negoim. The Rambam codifies this in a number of places in Tumas Mitzaras, Perek Yud Alef Halacha Vav, Hilchas Rotzeach, Perek Yud Halacha Hey, Hilchas Havanim with regard to Ritzia, in Perek Gimel Halacha Tes. And there seem to be two different explanations for this principle. Rashi and the Rashbam in Psochim on Daf Kuf Beis Amud Beis, another important source, they say that Shelo Yu Niros Olav HaMitzvos Kimasa Shememayr Lifrok Me Olav Maso. It's a lack or a deficiency in Kovid HaMitzvah. The fact that you try to kill two birds with one stone means simultaneously discharge your duty and fulfill many mitzvahs at once. That seems to indicate that the mitzvahs are a burden to you. Instead of taking your time, you want to look for every possible method of finishing up with the mitzvah and as soon as possible. Tosfos in Masechta Moed Katan on Daf Chesamud Beis offers a slightly different approach. He says, Kideshi e libo ponui le mitzvah achas, that he should be able to concentrate fully on each mitzvah. When he does two mitzvahs simultaneously, it distracts him. It splits his kavana and his lev. He's not able to focus on everything. Now, this, if you want to get an overview of this principle of Ein Osim Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos, this is what I do. Whenever I begin a new sugya, if I'm lucky, I can see it in the Encyclopedia Talmudit. And here in the first volume, you'll get sort of an overview of Ein Osim Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. Now, the Rishonim clearly limit this principle to a situation of one person who's implementing two mitzvahs. If you could split the mitzvahs to two people, let's say you have two kohanim and each one will be mashke another sota, even though it's done simultaneously, that's not a violation of this prohibition of chavilos. It's only one person fulfilling two mitzvahs simultaneously. So the ma'isa mitzvah now on the part of the gavra is one ma'isa mitzvah for two different mitzvahs. There should have been two ma'isa mitzvahs. He wants to do it together and combine it, and at the same time fulfill two mitzvahs that he's not allowed to do. Now, there is a school of thought which is quoted by the Magen Avraham in Simon Kuf Mem Zayin, in which he claims that the Isur of Chavilos Chavilos applies when two mitzvahs are done simultaneously by two different people. But if one person is able to pull off a feat in which he's able to fulfill and implement two mitzvahs at the same time, that's not considered Chavilos Chavilos. You see that the Magen Avraham understood that what happens is, if you organize it so that two people are doing the mitzvah at the same time, that's considered that's considered chavilos. The Magen Avraham needs a lot of an out of explanation. Now, in the Encyclopedia Talmudit, he has a section which is based largely on the Gemaras in Brachos, on Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph, also in Psachim and Daf Kuf Beis Amud Beis, called Chasimas Birchas Bracha B'Shtayim, which means we have a principle in Brachos that we don't integrate two themes into a single bracha. And the reason for this is because of chavilos chavilos. So for example, in the case of Birkas HaMazon, in the third bracha, if you were to integrate Moshia Yisrael and Bona Yerushalayim, that would be considered two themes, and we wouldn't integrate the two. We would not, for example, formulate a Chasimas HaBracha as Menachem Amo Yisrael Ubone Yerushalayim. That's what the Rosh adds there in Masech HaBrachos, because Nichum, the consolation of the people of Israel, the building of Yerushalayim, those are two distinct themes. However, Minyan of Menachem Amo Yisrael, Bibi in Yerushalayim, meaning here the thrust of the bracha is thanking or praying on behalf of Bin Yerushalayim, and that should be a Menachem, that's considered one single theme. We have, for example, with regard to Rosh Hashanah, we thank Hashem for giving us the day of Malchus, Melech al Kol Olam, and then we say Mekadesh Yisrael V'Yom HaZikaron. So these two themes are one, because the essence of the day of Yom HaZikaron is the Malchus of Hashem. For example, in the case of the Bracha Vashkivenu, we have a problem if we integrate that with Hapore Sukkah Shalom Oleinu, and then we add to that Menachem Tzion Uboni Yerushalayim. There are many different examples of this. Then we get to the main subject that I want to discuss with you today, and that's called Shtei Kedushos Al Kos Achas. Now here you're making two brachas on one single kos. And this we don't do because of Chavilos Chavilos. This is already the Sugi B'Sachim Kuf Beis. And the classical case would be someone who ate his meal on Erev Shabbos. He needs to be Mevarech Birkas HaMazon. Can he set up the Birkas HaMazon on the kos that would serve not just for Birkas HaMazon, but at the same time for Kiddush? And the answer is no. The Gemara establishes he's got to take a second kos for Kiddush, and he doesn't make these two brachas on one kos. Now, ostensibly, this shouldn't have been a problem under the previous two categories, because it's not a case of one maisa that's done for two mitzvahs simultaneously, because he's doing two brachas, b'zecher zeh. It doesn't seem to be a violation of chasima b'shtayim. There's not two different chasimas. He's reciting two separate brachas. So let's come back to this point momentarily and see if we can define shtei kedushos, two brachas on one kos, under a new category of chavilos. In any event, he discusses in the Orach Chaim Siman Reish Ayin Aleph the possibility of using one kos for both Birkas HaMazon and Kiddush if he recites Kiddush and there's still something left to the kos, and he waits till the end of the meal to use that same kos for Birkas HaMazon. And this is discussed in the Prima Gadim, and there's a possibility of saying that since he wedges the Seuda in between his Kiddush at the beginning of the Seuda and his Birkas HaMazon at the end of the Seuda, he can use the same kos. And that's because of the hefsek of Birkas HaMazon right in the middle. In any event, my Rebbe Rav Salvechik did not mention this minhag. I don't think, in my humble opinion, he would have accepted this heter. And the minhag of Yisrael is to first make kiddush on one kos and a separate kos for Birkas HaMazon. And this despite the fact that the Shi'ori Knesset HaGedola has a svar to say that we want to do two mitzvahs on the same kos. Fine. Now, in the case of Shabbos, and then Yontif following immediately after Shabbos, so it means Yontif is on Motzoi Shabbos, he has to make Havdolah al kos for Shabbos, he's got to recite Kiddush al kos for Yontif. Here, the sugya in Pesachim with the Rashbam there, they allow this, and the question is why. In fact, the Rambam in Hilchas Shabbos, and I don't know if we'll get a chance to see the Rambam inside, but it's Perek Chof Tes Halacha Yud Beis. The Rambam allows Birkas HaMazon and Avdolah on the same kos. And he doesn't make any stipulations, any conditions. You can recite on one kos Avdolah and Birkas HaMazon. In fact, that's our minog. We take the kos of Birkas HaMazon at Shal Shudis and we save it for Havdalah. So it's not just in this case of Havdalah and then Kiddush, it's also in the case of Havdalah and Birkas HaMazon. And the question is why? And at the same time, our previous question, why is it forbidden to recite two brachos, let's say in the case of Birkas HaMazon and Kiddush, on the same kos? So in one of the Yahrzeit Shiurim of the Rav, and this you'll see published in Shiurim L'Zecher Abba Mori, and I'll tell you exactly where it is as we go along, the Rav was Mechadesh based on a real brilliant insight on Kiddush in general, that the nature of Kiddush, in contrast to any other classical Koshel Bracha, is that the shtia, the drinking of the Koshel Kiddush, is an integral part of the mitzvah. And it could be that in other Koshel Bracha, we need a te'ima to link up the bracha with the kos, but fundamentally there's no chiv of shtia. Why is that? Because the essence of the mitzvah is the recitation, the kriya, or the bracha that's recited. The kos is simply because a bracha should be chal on wine, on yayin. The saying is that in a classical kosher bracha, the kos itself is really secondary. However, in the case of Birkas HaMazon, for example, it's not just to set up the bracha on the kos, but that the kos becomes part of the suda. In the case of Kiddush, the kos becomes part of the seuda. In fact, the halacha requires that Kiddush be recited by Makom Suda. And the Kiddush becomes the kickoff of the suda and sets up a suda Shabbos. Again, this is all part of a shiur that I gave many years ago in the name of the Rav, relating to Kiddush. But how does it relate to our issue of Birkas HaMazon and Kiddush on the same kos, as opposed to Kiddush and Avdolah on the same kos? And the answer is that there's a new groundbreaking concept or category of chavilos here. It's not the chavilos of doing two mitzvahs at one time, because in effect he's really not doing so. He's making one bracha first and a second bracha second. The problem here is that he's using one kos, one cheftza, for two mitzvahs. The reason why, according to Rav Soloveitchik, the Rambam allows you to recite Birkas HaMazon and Avdolah on the same kos is because although the kos is integrated into the Birkas HaMazon, it becomes part of the Suda, but nevertheless, as far as Avdolah is concerned, there's no relationship between the bracha of Avdolah and the drinking of the kos. It's a classical kosher bracha, in which case the kos is secondary and the bracha is chal on the kos just because we need Shira and Shira El Al Yayin, but the kos itself and the drinking of the kos is secondary. If you don't drink the kos of Avdolah, you still Yotze, the mitzvah of Avdolah. If we give this premise, given this premise that Birkas HaMazon is on the kos, and the kos is integrated into the mitzvah as the Heftza Shel Bracha requires shtia. In contrast, Havdol is just a bracha ala kos. The bracha is the maisa bracha, but the kos remains separate as a different entity, and the shtia is not integral into the mitzvah. We now understand why the Rambam, on the one hand, defines Birkas HaMazon and Kiddush as a problem of Chavilos Chavilos, whereas Birkas HaMazon Avdol is not a problem, because in the case of Kiddush, insofar as the Rav is concerned, the Kiddush integrates the Kos into the very essence of the mitzvah. So it's not just Bracha Ala Kos, it's Shtiyas HaKos. And that is also true for Birkas HaMazon, and if we're setting up one cheft to one object, one kos, for two mitzvahs, and that we can't do. On the other hand, Havdol is just Seder Bracha Ala Kos, and therefore Havdol could be integrated into Birkas HaMazon or Kiddush, in the case of a Saturday night Yontif, because here there's no conflict in setting up one Chefza for two brachos. However, the thought occurred to me, the question occurred to me, what would be in the case of the first of the four kosos of Yayin on Leil HaSeder? Here, in the case of Leil HaSeder, we have four cups, and clearly we're obligated to drink the kosos. It means the Heftz of the kos is the Heftz of Shal Mitzvah. It's not just the bracha ala kos, and there are four brachos for the four kosos of Shtiyah respectively, but each kos requires Shtiyah. And without Shtiyah, we haven't fulfilled our obligation. In fact, the Shtiyah should be a Shtiyah Arevalo. It should be a very beautiful Shtiyah, an enjoyable Shtiyah. And that's the Derech Eretz. If that be the case, then given the Rav's assumption, the premise that Kiddush itself is on the Heftza of the Kos, that means the Heftza through the Shtiyah, the Kos itself becomes a Heftza Shel Mitzvah, the Brachas Chal on the Kos as a Heftza Shel Kos, then how could that same Heftza be used for two different mitzvahs? That's why I said before, I don't think the Rav would accept the Shiori Knesset Hagdola, who has a heter to recite Kiddush at the beginning of the meal and use the same kos for Avdol at the end of the meal, because Kiddush and Avdol would be using the same Heftza, the same kos for two mitzvahs, and both Kiddush and Birkas HaMazon set up a Shtiyas HaKos, set up a kos as a Heftza Shel Mitzvah. It's not just a kos Shel Bracha. In the case of Kiddush and Dalet Kosos, only obviously with regard to the first of the four kosos, we have an overlap of two different brachos, both of which are chal on the same heftza. We need the bracha to be chal on the heftza of the kos, and we need the kiddush to be chal on the, as a bracha on the heftza of the kos. Now, when I asked one of the rabbis this question, he said, well, that's how the Chazal were masakin it. And I wasn't so satisfied with that answer. I thought maybe, you know, it would be odd for the Chazal to set up a mitzvah in a way that violates the principle of Chavilos Chavilos. That's a little bit paradoxical. And then I thought perhaps we could suggest that in the case of Kiddush and Dalet Kosos, although there are two different mitzvahs that I'm fulfilling at the same time, but they don't really overlap. What do I mean to say they don't really overlap? So first of all, I have to tell you that I was looking all over the place to see if anybody asked this question, if anybody was bothered by this question. It seems like such an obvious question. And when I spoke to this rabbi, he said the reason why you won't find it anywhere is because the answer to this question is so obvious. that's the way the Chazal were misakin the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos, that each kos should have its respective bracha in the case of the first kos, Kiddush. And they weren't concerned with Chavilos. Personally, as I said, I wasn't happy, but I couldn't find this question anywhere. And I looked in a lot of Sfarim. I finally, Baruch Hashem, found the question. And that itself gives me a little bit of chizuk. I'll tell you where I found the question, how I found the question, but the answer that was offered by the person who asked the question is a little bit perplexing to me, and it's a little bit complex, and therefore I wanted to suggest perhaps my own answer. I wanted to suggest that if the two mitzvos that I'm fulfilling on the same chefta have a common kiyum to them, even if the mitzvos go in opposite or different directions, they part ways, but up to a certain point, before they hit the crossroads, they're walking along the same path, and they have the same kiyum. That is a matir for chavilos chavilos, because since there's an overlap, a commonality between mitzvah A and mitzvah B, that to some extent, at some point, mitzvah A crosses and intersects with mitzvah B, that overlap is enough to remove the chavilos chavilos. In the case of Kiddush and Birkas HaMazon, we clearly have no intersect. These are two separate mechayvim, two separate kiyumim, and to do two mitzvahs on one chefza, that's a problem of chavilos chavilos. But in the case of Kiddush and Dalet Kosos, the Kiddush itself has a kiyum of Dalet Kosos. And this really reflects on a machlokas haposkim regarding Zman Kiddush. When is the time for Kiddush? When is the earliest time that one could recite Kiddush on Leil HaPesach? The Shti of the Dalet Kosos clearly requires Laila, like all the other mitzvahs are Laila. The question is, what about the recitation of Kiddush? I would have said the recitation of Kiddush is a separate mitzvah. And in that case, it's totally disconnected from the drinking of the Dalet Kosos as part of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. But if that premise were correct, there would be no issue about reciting Kiddush before nightfall and drinking the kos immediately with nightfall. Meaning, if I can synchronize the end of my Kiddush with Tzeisa Kochovim, let's say Tzeisa Kochovim would be at 8 p.m., and I would recite my Kiddush at 1 minute to 8, and then finish the Kiddush, and it's, lo and behold, the clock struck 8, and now it's time for drinking the kos. That should be okay. And yet, it may or may not be okay. Now, I have here in front of me HaSeder Aruch from Weingarten. This is my Bible for the Leil HaSeder. And he writes here on page Resh Pei Dalid that Ein Lomar HaKiddush HaLeil HaPesach Levnei Tzeisa Kochavim. He's quoting the Shulchan Aruch and others. You seem to get the impression that even the Amiras HaKiddush should wait and be postponed till Tzeisa Kochavim, insofar as the first Kiddush is on the first of the Dalet Kosos Shalyayin. And he quotes, even in the name of the Kaf Chaim, that B'dieved, if he was Mekadish before Tzeisa Kochavim, he was not Yotze. And he writes, Lo Daibos Esh Sheyishte HaKos Balayla, Letzor Gam Sheyomer HaKiddush Balayla. It's not enough that he drink the Kos after nightfall, but he has to even recite the Kiddush Balayla. And he gives a number of explanations, but the most fascinating of which he offers here, that Kiddush, B'Kiddush Mekayim Mitzvahs HaGadah, L'fish Maskir Bo Yetzias Mitzrayim, V'HaGadah Mitzvahs HaBalayla. And it's interesting that he sees in Kiddush a kiyum of HaGadah. And perhaps the reason for this is because the Chazal didn't just choose four different brachos haphazardly to correspond to the four shtios of the four kosos, but rather they did it in a way in which those brachos would be related to the kosher bracha, would be integrated into the very fabric of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And if that be the case, then what I heard once from my Rav, and I think it's published in Rabbi Lichtenstein's Haggadah, Siach HaGrid, that each bracha, and he goes through each bracha one by one, or one by four, is somehow integrated into the fabric of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. If that be the case, then the mitzvah of Kiddush and the bracha of Kiddush is not just coincidentally related to the Cheftza Shel Kos of Dalet Kosos, but it's related to that Kos insofar as it's a bracha of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. If I integrate the Kiddush itself into Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, now I have an overlap between these two mitzvahs, and that itself would, I think, obviate and solve the problem of chavilos. Now, we still have a lot to discuss, and I want to show you where we got the question itself from, but we fast forward to the Seder Aruch, in this case on page Shin Mem He, or Shin Mem Dalid we could start with. He's got here on Shin Mem Dalid a statement, Yesh Omer Shiyotzi Midei Chovas HaBracha. He's talking about a bracha on Tzipi Tzisrayim, but Mesh Omer B'Kiddush Zecha Letzis Mitzrayim, that the bracha of Kiddush itself is the bracha of a Tzipi Tzis Mitzrayim. Again, I'm baffled by this because Kiddush is all told from beginning to end the Birchas Shev Hodoy. I don't know how it serves as a Birchas HaMitzvah, but there's a lot of lumdus here. And he quotes this in the name of Rabbeinu Yerucham, in the name of Rabbeinu Peretz, in the name of the Avujaham, and he mentions the Nusach HaOruch of Rav Sajigo, which is a special Nusach for the Kiddush of Leil HaSeder, insofar as it's integrated into the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim. And then he goes on to quote even a Shita that says that once he has fulfilled the Kiddush, he was already Yotze Zayin, the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim. So this itself is pretty fascinating. So I'm going to stop here for the time being. This serves just as an introduction, Yemirtz Hashem, to address more in depth the issue of Chavilos as it relates to the Dalet Kosos, perhaps also to the mitzvah of Matzah, because we have two kiyumim on the Heftz of Matzah. We've got the universal kiyum of Lechem Mishnah that applies to any yontif, and we have the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah on Leil Pesach. Would that be an issue of Chavilos? And Emirtz Hashem will pick that up in the more in-depth Shia that will follow this one, B'ezer Hashem, B'li Neder.